And we welcome in Jordan Cornette from the ACC Network at Jordan Cornette on Twitter. He makes it easy. I appreciate that because my brain doesn't function really very well. Well, there's a bunch of things I want to talk to you about. The first thing is I was going through your Twitter profile. You're just to see what you've been tweeting about lately. And I came across the picture of Eric McLean at a Clemson basketball game in, was that a sweater? What was he wearing?
So, you know, it was, I think that was from last year, was the post, was the picture taken.
Okay.
That they used this year, but it's never in style. I mean, it could have been 5 years ago. It could have been last week. It could have been last year. It's never in style.
No.
But you know what is in vogue? You know what is in vogue, though, AG? Every football player I know wanted to be a basketball player. It's a tale as old as time. But Eric's my brother. I love my dad. I had to jab at him a little bit. Look, I haven't been on social media very much lately, man. I've been a busy family man lately, just bringing my beautiful wife, Shay, bringing a baby girl into this world. Our third child, our second together. So a very exciting time.
There's no question. I know what is also exciting for you, and congratulations on the third.
Your
Bengals, and I'll talk some serious stuff about the Bengals, but your Bengals might be right now the best team in the AFC again.
Do you feel weird saying that? I mean, that is very 2023 in terms of this phase of life. Something that you would say, it doesn't sound like too hot of a take. Look, it's obviously incredibly unfortunate what happened on the field with DeMar Hamlin. It is beautiful to know that he's on his way to recovery.
Yeah.
And we'll get back to some normalcy in his life when he makes a full recovery, as we all are rooting for. But as we're talking strictly football, the Bengals, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, they're able to get back on that track of who they are. You know, they did it against a Ravens team that was depleted, saving up for this playoff game. But the groove that they were in, AG, you and everybody else knows, I mean, they're the best team in football. And when you got Joe Burrow and you have those weapons and that first playoff game is almost a gimme at home, if there is such a thing, there's a lot of momentum and a lot of chatter in Cincinnati. This should be the year.
Oh, there's, I mean, they got to the Super Bowl last year. There's no reason why they can't get back. And I think the three teams at the top of the AFC are, I mean, in golf, when a bunch of drives are in the same place, we say you could throw a blanket over them. I think you could throw a blanket over the three teams at the top of the AFC. I think the Bengals are playing the best of the three. I think the Bills are actually playing the third best of the three. They kind of worry me a little bit. They're a little loosey-goosey with some stuff, but it should be an awesome, awesome finish. You got to be proud, though, of the way your guys handled everything. First of all, the leadership, Zach Taylor and Sean McDermott, by the way, that they showed, because they knew, you could tell, they knew they couldn't ask those players to play.
No shot. And it really brings back to, look, it's a very violent sport, and these guys put their lives on the line for our entertainment. And look, obviously, for their well-being financially, but they're not paid enough given, you know, what goes on that field. And that might sound crazy to say, but it's true. Beyond just being proud of the franchise and our head coach, Adam, I'm proud of the city of Cincinnati. I'm proud of those heroes in that hospital at UC Health. And I've had family go through there in troubling times and have come out better on the other side. So I love that the focus was on those superheroes that wear capes in that hospital and hospitals across the country, because they are the difference.
Jordan Cornette is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, ACC Network. He had the game. He had Miami last night. I've been saying for a while, I'm not sure they're not the best team in the ACC, but I think that there's a lot of competition for that. Virginia is obviously very good. I love what Clemson has done so far this year. I mean, they're 6-0. They get no respect at all. I think Pitt's good. I watched Duke and Pitt last night. I know you were busy, but your thoughts on Miami and the top of the league?
Well, the one thing that's fun this year, Adam, is college basketball. There's no dominant team. And so when you look at a conference that can get maybe 6-7 teams into this thing, that bodes well, because there's no Titan. There's no juggernaut.
Right.
And so when I look at our teams, I say, yeah, these teams can play into a second weekend, and from there it's a toss-up. But you've got great coaching. You've got some continuity. You've got some impact transfers that have synced in well with these groups across the board with some of our better teams. And I was watching Miami last night, and look, I got to go back and watch the film on Duke and what they did to Pitt.
Right.
Clemson 6-0 for the first time in conference in their conference 70-year membership history. But when I'm watching Miami AG, that looks like the best team in the conference to me up until last night. And I don't know how much one night can change.
Yeah.
So even if I look at the film of the other teams, I mean, Norchad Omier, you talk about an impact transfer from Arkansas State, the Nicaraguan down low for Miami, is a very physical presence. He scores the basketball. And then Isaiah Wong might be the best scorer in the country, along with three other scorers on in that lineup at any given time that can go for 30. You saw what Larrañaga did in that Elite Eight run last year. There's no reason why they can't capture that same magic this year, because they're as talented, if not more talented.
You know, here's what's funny, is that when Larrañaga took the job, when he left George Mason to go to Miami, I legitimately joked, and he's got great coaching pedigree. You know, the time at Virginia with Terry Holland, if I'm not mistaken, right? So, he takes the Miami job, and I joked, oh, here's a guy in his 60s. He's just retiring. He's taking a job to retire to Miami. And, I mean, he's legit one of the best coaches in the league. He is a phenomenal basketball coach. He has turned Miami into just about a year-in, year-out force.
Oh, he's nominated for the Naismith Hall of Fame. I think the conversation stops there when you're talking about resume and acumen and what he's capable of doing. And, you know, the thing about him is it's been the same approach since he was at George Mason that it is at Miami. The guy teaches the game. And he teaches it in such a simplistic form. It's not a lot of razzle-dazzle. He's not a guy that's diving into, you know, all this creative stuff that he's going to do on Twitter and social media. He ain't that. He just teaches ball. But he's got a way that resonates with his players despite the generational gap, because he's a charismatic, charming guy. And so guys want to play for him. They want to run through a wall for him. And they learn with him and grow into a beautiful basketball team that is firing from all cylinders.
Jordan Cornette is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I'm going to give you a little cheat sheet into what happened with Duke and Pitt last night. And that was Duke's defense in the second half was elite. And they took Pittsburgh out of anything they wanted to do. And, like, I was sort of joking because I know they weren't necessarily close to it, but Duke's offensive rebounding last night, I mean, they could have been down by 20 at halftime as opposed to, well, it was 9 or 11, and they just completely dominated the offensive glass. They got like almost 60% of their misses. They still have problems shooting. Without Jeremy Roach, it was impressive. But to me, it was all about defense in the second half, and there was a sequence that Derek Lively probably had his best, say, three-minute stretch of his college career defensively, and then a couple of offensive plays that hopefully he'll get some confidence from. But I do have my worries about Duke, just like I have my worries about North Carolina. How much have you seen of NC State?
I've seen a ton. I mean, when their backcourt is going, they can keep up with anybody. They play fast like Keith wants to. I'm a big fan of this NC State team. They're another team that I know it's still early. We're about the halfway point, so you can't rest on your laurels, but they're a tournament team.
Yeah.
And they're one of those teams that nobody would want to play because of their style, because of their ability to put the ball in the basket. And what I love about this year, if you're talking about a theme at the midway point, is the coaches that were getting no respect. And maybe they had a down year or two here or there, but can coach the game. And you look at Coach Capel, you look at Coach Brunell, and you look now at Coach Keats, and these are three guys that people, oh, they don't know what they're doing with these programs. We got to go a different way. And then you blink, and you're like, hey, just let them figure it out. Because these guys know what the hell they're doing. Great basketball minds, great people. And I love what's happening for those three programs. But I love the brand of basketball. It's an intimidating one that NC State plays currently.
They are so quick in the backcourt. And it took Casey Morsell maybe a year to settle into a role. You know, he can play defense. He can shoot the three. I think he's just an overall good player and a great complement to Jarkel Joyner and Terquavion Smith in the backcourt. And the kid DJ Burns, man, is a cult.
Oh, what a bucket.
He's a cult figure here. He is so much fun to watch.
I've watched him back in Winthrop. And I remember it was Coach Kelsey at the time, who's now at College of Charleston.
Yeah.
He's got that thing rocking. And I had them. It was then Winthrop at Duke. And he was like, you got to watch this guy Burns play. You're going to walk on the floor and you'd be like, watch him do what? And then when you see him with the basketball, he's so crafty.
Yeah.
I mean, he's had that body for a while. He knows how to use it. He's a threat. He's a real weapon, man. And he's just another piece of a fun basketball team that's going to get up in you. It's going to guard you. It's going to be physical. But Burns being one of those guys on that low block that'll just throw an array of things at you and put that ball in the basket.
And when they beat Duke like an absolute drum a week ago, when they followed that up with a really good performance at Virginia Tech against the struggling Virginia Tech team that I still think is good down the road, but when they went up to Castle and did that, to me, that said something about the way either Keats or the makeup of that team, that they did not coast after doing that to the Blue Devils.
No, no question. And I would go even further than to say even the second half of the game versus Duke.
Yeah.
For them to not take their foot off the gas, to keep them underwater. I mean, you were thinking, okay, this game is most certainly over, but you don't know. I mean, this NC State team, we don't know what these guys are truly made up of at this point. Are they going to let Duke climb back into this ridiculous lead going into the second half? Are they going to be able to cut into it? Is this going to be a story lead in SportsCenter? And NC State said, no, we're leaving nothing a chance here. We're going to keep kicking your tail in the second half and then go out and do it that next game. I'm a big believer in NC State. All of those three teams that I talked about, Clemson, Pitt, and NC State, they're teams that I can comfortably say with the work they've done here and who they are, they're going to be in the tournament. And that is massive for the conference. It's great to have Pitt be good at basketball again. It's important to have the Wolfpack be good at basketball again. And, hell, it's important for Coach Brownell to have Clemson back in the tournament where they belong. And I think those three teams are going to make their way.
Yeah, three of – I mean, I know Jeff very well at Pitt, and I interviewed Brownell when he was at Wilmington and spent some time with him there. But two really, really good people as well as good basketball coaches. They're in your class as human beings, Jordan Cornett, at Jordan Cornett on Twitter. We're looking forward to the ACC football schedule show on January 30th. Wes Durham, I talked to him the other day. He's already into it. He's fired up. It's just a schedule release show, but it gets you on TV, and that's good.
It pays the bills, my friend. But look, I'm excited for what the football season is going to hold next year. You talk about being good for the brand or good for the sport. How about the Seminoles? People talk about this team being a top five football team coming into next year. That brings a lot of juice to the ACC, brings a lot of eyes to the network, and makes it really fun. That rivalry of Florida State-Clemson will be alive and well next season. Look, there's a lot going on in the conference. I mean, Brennan Armstrong all of a sudden finds himself in Raleigh. It's going to be a lot of fun storylines coming into this year.
No question about it. Congratulations again on the baby girl, and best to Shay, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, AG. Great to catch up with you, brother. Happy New Year, my friend.
Jordan Cornett is the best. I do want an investigation on the Eric McLean pullover or whatever that was.
Okay.
You are familiar with those kaleidoscopes, right?
I am.
It looked like a kaleidoscope threw up on a sweater. I can't even explain it. I did the best I could. So check that out. If you want to go to see the picture, go to Jordan Cornett's Twitter timeline at Jordan Cornett. Just fantastic. He played basketball at Notre Dame. I didn't even ask him what's up with that.
Yeah.
Because not good. They do have a win though. They beat Georgia Tech the other day, so good on them.